a Hadar Seminary Shir, Shar Avodas Elokim, the end of Perek Gimel.
So first of all, I was told it works. First of all, we have to understand why the mic wasn't working, and yashar koyach to whoever got it to work. So I said, I'm a bal gaiva. I said, I don't need a mic. I can talk loudly enough. At least my children think so, that I don't need a mic. But then I realized that, of course, you need a mic. Just like by Har Sinai, there was kolos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke in a very, very loud voice. I assume HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have spoken to Bnei Yisrael in a way that they would have heard him anyway. But there were kolos. So, Elokim, right? Elokim Yedaber. Moshe Vidaber Elokim Yanenu Bekol, special loud voice. So apparently, to make an impact, that you should listen and maybe even not talk, and the words should permeate your minds and hearts and souls. You need a mic. You need a loud voice. So I do need a mic. So yashar koyach, whoever got it to work. Now that we're talking about Matan Torah, we're going to learn Chavos Halvavos, Shara Avodas Elokim, but I do want to make one point as an introduction that really, I think, gives us a new insight into a very common part of Matan Torah, not just common, the kishkes, the essence of Matan Torah, or Kabbalah HaTorah, I should say, really. We talk about Naseh, the Nishma, and we talk about Naaseh Kodem L'Nishma, right? You all know that. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was amazed at Bnei Yisrael for keying in on the secret, on some secret, of saying Naaseh Kodem L'Nishma. So the Pasha Pshat that everyone learns is that, you know, from when we were little, maybe in second grade, after we learned the song about Little Har Sinai, we were told that Naaseh Kodem L'Nishma is that the Jews said, you know, we'll do it, whatever Hashem throws at us, we're going to do. And then, okay, let's hear what he has to say. The Umos HaOlam said first, Makosuvbo, what does it say in the Torah? And then they'll decide if they want to take it or not. But the Yidden said, Naaseh Kodem L'Nishma, that's mamish wonderful, it's unbelievable, it's fantastic, throw at us whatever you want, and we accept it, we're going to do it, and then let's hear what you have to say. And, you know, we already said Naaseh. Tremendous sold. But there are different, on one level that's true. It certainly is true. But now that we're learning Chavos Halvavos, and we're learning Shaar Avodas Elokim, and we're learning about two types of approaches in Avodas Elokim, and we're learning about Ha'ora Toronis and Ha'ora Sichlis. We're learning about the behavior, the do's and the don'ts of Torah, the rules and the laws, and the do's and don'ts, and the tzivuyim, and you follow the rules and you don't break the rules. And that's Ha'ora Toronis. And then you have Ha'ora Sichlis, where the Chavos Halvavos says that's really what it's all about. It's all about being inspired and relating to the lave of the Torah, the lave of the mitzvos, the bonding with Hashem, the spiritual, the ruchniyustika inspiration and elevation and the closeness to Hashem. And if you just do the mitzvos and, you know, you just, you know, get me through the day that I shouldn't do an aveira, it's great. I mean, you know, it's good. It's great if you don't do any aveiras, but it's not really what's supposed to be happening in your lives. You're supposed to be bonding with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bonding with Ruchnius, leading elevated lives, and you can go, you know, you can follow all the rules and live and not live elevated lives and be mired in the gashmius of Olam Hazeh, and you're just checking the wrapper to make sure there's an OU on it or a B'datz Hechsher. So that's what the Chovetz Chovodos is in the middle of talking about. But he says, but of course, and we've said this already many, many, many times, just can't seem to get the two classes in a row here, that the Ha'ara Toronis, although it's not the goal, but it's the stepping stone. You have to have that as a stepping stone, because if you want to start with Ha'ara Sichlis, what we're going to learn today, we're going to learn, he goes through the reasons why you have to have Ha'ara Toronis, even though it's not the goal. But what occurred to me is this is a much deeper, much, much deeper understanding of Naaseh Kodem Lenishma. Because if you think about it, this is a much deeper pshat. The Chovetz Chovodos' differentiation between doing the mitzvahs and following the rules as a good soldier, as a good servant, and you're not going to break any rules, and you don't want to get kicked out, so you're going to follow the rules, and you don't have to relate to it with your lave, really. It's more chitzoniistic, it relates more to the schar v'onish of the Torah. You'll be punished if you're bad, then you'll get rewarded if you're good, and do this and don't do that. That's Naaseh. That's Naaseh. Ha'ara Toronis is Naaseh. We'll do it. We'll do the motions. We'll go through the actions. We'll do what's right. We won't do what's wrong. Nishma. Nishma is the Ha'ara Sichlis of the Chovetz Chovodos. Nishma means we'll hear. We'll hear what's involved in the mitzvah. We'll hear what's involved in keeping Shabbos. We'll hear. We'll understand. We'll relate to the soul, the neshama, the seichel, the heart, the inspiration of the mitzvahs. That's the nishma. So Bnei Yisrael wa makdim nasa v'nishma, which is exactly what we're learning about in the Chovetz Chovodos. That the goal is nishma. That's what you want to strive for. That's what you want to reach. You want to have, you want to spend Shabbos that you feel that me'ein olam haba. You want to give tzedakah and you want to feel that you're a mative. You're acting like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe that's what you're supposed to feel when you're giving tzedakah. I'm emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a giver. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Baal Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a mative. And I want to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu with my life. We want to do that. The Halachta Bedrochov. Mahu Rachum Afato Rachum. Mahu Chanun Afato Chanun. Where we want to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, you know, you can Hilchus Tzedakah, I'll take off my Meiser and I'll give the Tzedakah. Couldn't care two hoots about the Ani. No, I want to be a mative. Maybe that's the Ha'ara Sichlis of the Mitzvah Tzedakah. There could be another Ha'ara Sichlis of the Mitzvah Tzedakah. This is why you have to learn and study and think and be and do Nishma. Maybe it's the idea that you're not really an owner of the money. Money's not yours. Yeah, it's technically yours. If someone takes it from you, they're stealing. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give you money for yourself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making you an apotropos over the money. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, you know, he's telling the rich person, the person who has more than he needs, or anybody that has a chiyuv to give tzedakah, he's making a statement. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, this is a Gemara, this is Medrashim. It's for you to give out. It's for you to share with others. The Ani is doing more for the Balabayas than the Balabayas is doing for the Ani. You've heard that statement. Maybe that's the Ha'ara Sichlis of the mitzvah of tzedakah. There's a myriad of possibilities in any mitzvah. Shemitah, you know, Shemitah, you can follow the rules and you could, hey, what's Shemitah all about? Maybe it's about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the real Adon in the land. It's not me. You know what the Chinuch says? The Chinuch says Shemitah is Gemilas Chesed. A forced Gemilas Chesed. The whole Klal Yisrael have to share. Whoever has land, right? We used to be an agricultural society when the Torah was given till the Industrial Revolution. Everybody, we're farmers. You lived off the land. You can't eat. You can't eat a screw or a nail. You got to eat a tomato, green pepper. You got to grow it. It's not Gemilas Chesed. Chinuch. Chinuch says Shemitah is forced Gemilus Chesed on Klal Yisrael. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's Shabbos Lashem. Maybe it's that Hashem is the Adon Kol Ha'aretz. Maybe it's to teach you Bitachon. A lot of things. Ha'aretz Sichlis, there could be a lot of explanations. Anyway, that's the Nishma of the Mitzvahs. So Bnei Yisrael wa makdim naaseh kodem lenishma, very, very deep. Much deeper than we all learned in second grade. It's the Chodesh Halvavos here in Shara Avodas Elokim talking and saying, naaseh has to come first. It's the stepping stone. And we're in the middle of learning why. It's absolutely necessary. If you don't start with the naaseh, you're never going to do the nishma. You're going to be all over the place. You're not going to know what to do. There won't be any structure. There won't be any discipline. You'll end up doing who knows what. So the naaseh gives you structure. That's first. And naaseh v'nishma, nishma is second. And that, we're learning, that gives new insight into naaseh kodem l'nishma. Let's continue now where we're up to. Chodesh Halvavos is, you know, he went through the reasons, he gave seven reasons why Ha'ora Sichlis is what the goal of all of our mitzvahs, the goal of serving Hashem. This is what we really want to reach, we want to achieve. And then he gives seven reasons why Ha'ara Taranis is necessary, a necessary stepping stone. So his first reason was that it's a way of resolving the stress, the tension really, between Gashmius and Ruchnius. Like this, a person would always be in a war. The body wants comfort. The body is egotistical. The body is self-centered. The body needs things. The body wants things. The body is concerned with self-preservation. That's the guf. That's Gashmius. We're part of the Gashmiustika world, which is, like I say, you know, the Gashmiustika world is interested primarily in self-preservation, in comfort, in gishmak. And the Ruchnius, the neshama, the seichel of the person is tugging the person that all this is silly and a waste of time and temporary. And the fleeting, so you'll have pleasure for 5 seconds. Big deal. You know, it's 5 seconds of imagined pleasure. And then afterwards you have this empty feeling in your stomach. What did I gain, you know? And a half hour later you can't even relive the pleasure. You try to remember. Yeah, I guess it tasted good. You know, I can't even remember what it tasted like. You don't feel it. You know, you remember you had a good time a half hour ago, but you don't feel anything now. So the seichel is telling you, narishkeit, silly. What's important in life? Nitzchias is important. Ruchnias is important. Kadosh Baruch Hu is important. So a person ends up a basket case on a psychiatrist's couch, which many people do. So the Chavis Halvavos says, that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the mitzvos, the Toronis, so that the body could be involved in Ruchniyah, so that the body could be involved. If Ha'ara Sichlis is, you know, I'm bonding with Hashem, I'm feeling things, I'm relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm meditating, it's like the B'nai Nevi'im, they used to go off in caves, in solitude, get away from it all, and just meditate till they reach the Darga of Nevuah. This is the Rambam's description. They used to learn and study, and then until they reached the understanding of the depths of Torah, ad Ruach HaKodesh. But the body wants, and there's a battle. So the Chavis Lavodah says, number one is, HaKodesh Baruch Hu gave a Torah with actions, with na'aseh, so that the body, it cools down this struggle, it cools down. The body is involved in Ruchnias. The body is not, you're not always fighting. It's not the body against the neshama. The body is working with the neshama. The body is doing the mitzvahs. The body is giving the tzedakah. The body is doing the actions. The body is saying kriyashma, making a bracha, davening. So this is the first reason the Chodesh Halvavos gives for the Ha'ara Toronis, so that the body should not be the enemy. The second reason, he says, is Poshut. He says, without Ha'ara Toronis, you would want to, you know, I want to talk to Hashem, man. You want to talk to Hashem. And that's wonderful, you know, when we're davening Shemoneh Esrei. And then you would stand there and you spend the whole day talking to Hashem. And that's okay if you would indeed do that the whole day. Why do I say it's okay? Because the Gemara says, Ulevai sheyispalo odom kol hayom kulo. That's not my statement. That's a Rabbi Yochanan in Gemara Brachos. But, you know, you'll do it and then you won't do other things. You won't take care of other responsibilities. You'll be mazniach other things, and you'll go off in the forest, and you'll bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who knows what you'll do? You'll sit there Shabbos, and you'll get into Shabbos Miros, and you'll forget to eat the Suda. You forget the bench. You won't know where you are. People will come looking for you. They'll think you're missing. You need rules. Very deep insight. You need Ha'ara Toronis, because we have to say, listen, Shabbos lasts 25 hours, and that's Shabbos. And there are some days we have to be happy, and some days we have to be sad. Sometimes you have to get stuck on, sometimes you keep it for yourself where it's necessary. And that's why there has to be rules and regulations and zmanim and gvulim and borders and guidelines to keep the person in check. There's so many kochos a person has. A person can do so many things. And the Torah, Mamish Torah Hashem Tmima Meshivas Nafesh, the Torah is so perfect that it addresses every aspect of a person's potential, every aspect of a person's kolchos. But that's with our Torahness, because you know it comes Sunday, you have to do this. You eat something, you have to do this. You have to follow the rules. The rules make sure the whole gamut of life is covered. And if it was just left sort of hefker, so to speak, for our sichlis, so everybody would just, you know, you'd see a bunch of hippies, of gurus, just walking around, floating in the air, you know, wearing maybe white sheets, you know, communing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You would end up fasting a whole week. Who knows what you would do? Like this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, here's when you eat, and here's when you fast, and here's when you're happy, and then this gives us a framework. It's called a framework. It gives all of the kolchos that a person has and all of the things that a person has to do and all of the different ways of relating to Hashem, because you can relate to Hashem by being sameach on a Yom Tov, and you can relate to Hashem by crying on Tisha B'Av. And they're all different kolchos you have, and you hook up in different ways, and therefore we have Ha'ara Toronis. That's the second reason. We're up to the third reason, actually. I mentioned it at the end of the shir, of the last shir, way back when, that the third reason was, the Chavis Halvava says, and this is tremendous Musa Haskel, tremendous lesson, that the Chavis Halvava says, the reason it's necessary to have Ha'ara Toronis is because it's the great equalizer. Some people are more intelligent than others, some people are more emotional than others, some people relate, some people are artistic, some people are more intellectual, some people are smarter. There's all different types of people. And if it was just Ha'ara Sichlis, some people would be on top and have a natural advantage, and some people would you know, they're just not holding there, they can't do it. But there's a great equalizer. Everybody, from the Godol Hador to a girl that just became Bas Mitzvah, you have to make a bracha before you eat something. You're all on the same level, so to speak, in Ha'ara Toronis. And what do I mean on the same level? It means we're all part of Klal Yisrael. It's Klal Yisrael that's serving Hashem. It's really not Klal Yisrael and Avodas Hashem. You know, we're sitting here talking Avodas Elokim and all of these things. It's not the story of an individual or individuals. It's a story of Klal Yisrael. The Maharal explains in his, when the Maharal talks about Kabbalas HaTorah and Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kabbalas HaTorah, the Maharal says, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give the Torah to individuals, or else he would have given the Torah to Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak, Yaakov, the Shvatim. He waited till there was a nation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we won't go into why, it's very deep and complicated. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to deal in this world with individuals. He had to start with individuals. Adam was like sort of an individual, Chava, right? Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, individuals. But the Torah, the Matan Torah, right? The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu really made, completed the creation of the world, right? That's what it is. It's a Gemar in Brias Olam. The world was incomplete, right? Yom HaShishi. You familiar with the Rashi? Yom HaShishi, the whole world was Tolui until the sixth day of Sivan. Right? It was a Gemar and the Bria. The Bria was incomplete. It was to a nation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked a nation. He picked Avram's descendants. Zerah Avram Olavi. It's true. He could have picked other people's descendants, but he waited till there was a nation. A nation means we're all in this together. You know, Klal Yisrael has a neshama klolus. Right? You've all heard this, and you say, yeah, well, it's a nice speech. It's more than a nice speech. It's true. The neshama that's bound with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the neshama klolus of Klal Yisrael. And everybody is a piece of that neshama. So the Chavis Halvadah, the Chavis Halvadah doesn't speak out all of this that I'm speaking out now. But this is the pshat. He says it in a few lines. He says, Ha'ara Toronus puts everybody together. We're all fasting on Yom Kippur. We're all bringing a Karban Pesach. We're all saying Kriyashma. And it really is one of the most inspirational things, I think, that a child in school could see and experience, you know, when he or she see their teacher or their moro or their rebbe making a bracha, just like they have to make a bracha. And they see them davening just like they have to daven, and all of a sudden, you know, you're like, you know, it's not just this guy that's bigger than me telling me what to do, ordering me around. He has to do it too. It's a fantastic, I call it an equalizer. It's a way of bonding Klal Yisrael together. And if it was just the Ora Sichlis, everybody would go their own way, and no one would really connect one to another, because everybody would be in their own world. And now there's a certain standard behavior that's expected of everyone. Maybe it's minimal. Chazal Baba says it's minimal. He says, you know, you got to climb. Everybody's saying Kriya Shema, everybody's saying Shmona Esrei. Now it's your job to take that same Shmona Esrei that the other person's saying, that same Kriya Shema, and do with it, you know, run with it. Do with it what you can. But everybody's sitting there in the room saying Kriya Shema together. And that's the third Siba, why it's so crucial and essential to have Ha'ara Toronis, is for the bonding of Klal Yisrael. We go on to the fourth reason. The Horavi Kimin Hayadua. Ki Avodos Bnei Odom Chayavim En Kvimalos HaTovos Aleihem. Chavis Halvavos goes back to really the fundamental principle of Chavis Halvavos. And that is that all of our actions and our Avodas Hashem has to come through a sense of Hakaras HaTov. And he says, you know, if it was just Ha'ara Sichli, everything has to flow from Hakaras HaTov. And we've learned about it in the Hakdama to Shara Avodas Elokim. That's really what the Chavis Halvavos is probably best known for, perhaps, is that this fundamental principle of avoda, that you're not supposed to just, you're not just, okay, do this. Right? It's a rational response of a human being, of any bria, of Hakaras HaTov. So he says a tremendous chiddush here. He says, you have to serve Hashem as a response to the Tova that you receive from Hashem. And as that changes, if that increases and you feel you're the recipient of a Tova from Hashem, that's more of a Mechayev. That's Mechayev you. Right? If you have the schus that, you know, good things are happening to you and things are going well and you perceive that they're going well, and now really, you know, you think you think all the things are going well, so that's a machayev. So he says, but ha'ora sichlis. So that would be mechayev ha'ora sichlis, right? Everybody would have to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they would feel, okay, I'm makir tov, and this is what I'm going through, and this is. And everybody in the world, he says, would be the same, would be responding in that way to the basic hakoras atov of a human being. There wouldn't be a klal Yisrael, he says. There would be people. There would be like humanity, and humanity is makir tov to Hashem for giving them life and for giving them all the things that we are given as human beings. And everybody would relate to Hashem as a response to that in whatever way they're able to, in whatever way they're capable of. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Bria, you know, we may not know why. You know, we can't really answer the question why. But part of the very fabric of the creation of the world, of the creation of the universe, of the creation of the Bria, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't have to create anything. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzfakos, Moloch HaLoretz, Kadosh. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't have to create a Bria. Part of the plan of the Bria was to have a Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is Mechuyev, a special nation, an Am Segula. A special nation that would be different than the Goyim, that would be different than the Umos HaOlam. That would be special. That would be special. The whole humanity is not going to be special. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to take a portion of humanity and I'm going to make them that Am Segula. I'm going to make them that special bond. I'm creating a world and I expect and demand and want a special closeness and shaychus to one segment of humanity. And this whole Avraham Avinu and Bris Ben HaBesorim and going into Mitzrayim, the Kor HaBarzel, and coming out of Mitzrayim and Har Sinai and getting a Torah, the Yisrael Lisegula, right? They open up a Chumash and start reading Parshas Yisro, right? Atem Risem Asher Osisi L'Mitzrayim V'Esra Eschem Al-Khan Fin Nishorim V'Obi Eschem Eloi V'Yisrael Lisegula Mikol Ha'amin Kili Kol Ha'aretz, right? I picked you, right? I told the Chartonim, you call him, because who wanted that? Says the Chodes Halvavos, in Heora Sichlis, you wouldn't have that. That wouldn't be a logical thing to have, because everybody's just going about, and they're communing with Hashem, they're relating to Hashem in whatever way they're capable of. But Hashem said, there's a special nation, they have to keep Shabbos. They're different, right? They're different. This makes us different. We have different lives. We do different actions. We do different things. We live differently. We walk differently. We, right? Like this, everybody would just walk and talk and act and relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in whatever way they're capable of. And the whole humanity would be doing that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, I need some people who are going to keep Shabbos. I need some people who are going to give tzedakah, who are going to daven, who are going to say Kriyat Shema, who are going to put a mezuzah on the door. We're going to have a Yom Tov experience, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. I need people who are going to keep kosher, only eat special foods. So this special relationship of an Am Segula, of a special nation, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu treated us differently. Our history is different. We were in Mitzrayim. He took us out of Mitzrayim. He took us through the Midbar. He gave us the Mon. He gave us Eretz Yisrael. Hashgacha Pratis that a Jew has, overwhelmingly more than a non-Jew, right? The Ramban says a non-Jew is governed by the Sorim, by the Kochavim, meaning as Shluchim of Hashem, of course. But there's this Mavdil between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and humanity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu works through Shluchim, but not with Klal Yisrael. With Klal Yisrael, there's a special, there's no mazel, a mazel Yisrael, it doesn't go through a sar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this special nation, and he took us by the hand, and he developed our history, took us out of Mitzrayim, Torah. So that is another function, the Chavis HaLvava says, another function of Ha'ora Toronis is that it allows for a special set of rules for a special nation, for a special segment of humanity, for a special segment of people. So this is found in Ha'arat Toronis, where you say, okay, these group of people have to act differently, have to look differently, have to eat differently, have to sleep differently, have to, you know, everything about them is different. They live differently. With Ha'arat Sichlis, you don't have that. Every person's the same, and every person's, you know, just developing whatever relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu they're able to develop. And Ha'arat Toronis creates a Klal Yisrael, creates a special Am Segula. The fifth reason he says, because if all we had was Ha'arat Sichlis, so he says it might be Chas V'Shalom a losing struggle. And he mentioned this in the Hakdama to Shaar Avodas Elokim, because we grow up as small children, and our seichel is undeveloped, and we're not ready for these heavy, esoteric, you know, thoughts about Ruchnius and about Hashem and about Hakaras HaTov, and we're not ready for it. We want our food. We're banging on the table, right? You want a toy. You want food. You want drink. You want what you want, and you grow up. And you know who says the sichli will develop? But you take a kid, and when you think about it, it's amazing. You take a 3-year-old kid, a 2-year-old, a 3-year-old. You know, he wakes up in the morning. He wants to drink. He's thirsty. He's sitting all night. He's nasty. He wants something to drink. You say, "Modani lefanecha melech chay v'kayom shechazar to be nishmosi b'chem lo rabo and chasecha." Well, a little kid, you train him. You train a child. This is all Ha'arat Toronis. You have rules. You have to, as a boy, you have to put on a yarmulke. You have to make a bracha first. Everybody has to make a bracha first. Modani, as they get older, right? They have to daven first. You have to get dressed first. You can't just walk around. You can't just eat and drink when you want to. You have to wait. You have to hear Kiddush first, maybe. You have to daven. So it's a training. A person who starts off as the most selfish, self-centered bria, right? A baby. A baby is the most self-centered. The most self-centered object in the universe. It doesn't know, the child doesn't know anything other than its own wants and needs and desires and comfort. It doesn't know anything else. You grow up, you develop a maturity, a seichel, you find out there's someone else in the world besides yourself. Some people don't grow up, Taka, and they don't ever reach that stage of development. But most people hopefully acquire seichel and think thought, but then it's too late, the Chavis Al-Bava says. And then the person's already caught in a web of egotism, of self-centeredness, of being comfortable. So you need Ha'arat Toronis to train people. Because if you had to train them with Ha'arat Sichlis, he says it would be too late. Right? They don't start developing mature thoughts, right, until they're who knows how old. Let's say 12 for a girl and 13 for a boy. Right? But then it's too late. But you're mechanech, and you train, and you train them in self-control. If you think about it, that's really what you're training a child. You can't do what you want. You can't do anything just because you want. A child small, it does what it wants. And right, it's first, it bumps up. It's not necessarily Torah per se, but it bumps up into rules. You can't just do what you want whenever you want, and say whatever you want, and eat whatever you want, and go wherever you want. It's not like that. That's not life. Life is bound with rules and regulations and gvulim and control, self-control. So that training comes with Ha'arat Toronis. The sixth the sixth reason, there are seven reasons altogether. The sixth reason, that's in case you're looking at your watches, so you know it has to end by the seventh reason. The sixth reason is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do some things that we don't understand. There are chukim. Now, we're going to have to talk about this, because what does the Chayvus Halvavos do with chukim? We'll see in a moment. But first, let's see what he says. He says, the Torah has mitzvahs that the Seichel would not relate to Hashem that way. We don't know. We have a Parah Aduma out there. We have Shatnez, perhaps. And, you know, we're not quite sure what it means. What is it supposed to teach us? We call these things a chok. We have some glimpses of maybe some lessons that we could learn from it, but basically we don't see. Why am I a better person if I don't wear shatnas? I mean, there are Rishonim that explain it, but I'm talking about a chok. To whatever degree it's a chok, to whatever degree that it's not a rational, a rational mind doesn't really relate to the pshat in this mitzvah. Right, so the classic case, you know, it could be kashrus. Kashrus is, you don't know, like if I eat this kind of fish, that kind of fish, fins, scales, big, like, does it really matter? I shecht an animal, I shecht most of the windpipe, half the windpipe, a quarter of the windpipe. Hashem cares about that. Right, so the mitzvahs that are chukim, the mitzvahs that are not mitzvah sichlius, so Hashem wanted them, the Chayyim Halbaba says. They are an integral part of life. They're an integral part of relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Seichel just wouldn't get there. Chavis HaVodas then rather goes off on a tangent about why HaKadosh Baruch Hu even bothered giving the mitzvah sichlius as part of the Torah. Why didn't he just let it develop naturally through the seichel? We'll skip over that part. Again, it's in the sixth reason the Ha'orat Torah is. But let's go back to his main point of Hata'am HaShishi. And that's for the chukim. And now the question becomes, which I'm sure you're all like bursting to ask, you're so well behaved. If indeed the goal is Ha'ara Sichlis, so then why are there Chukim? Why? It's a very good question, if I do say so myself. And as the Tam Shishi of the Chayvus Halvavos is that there are Chukim in the Torah, and we would never reach an understanding of the Chukim and a way of relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our own. And therefore there had to be this framework and this system of Ha'ora Toranis in order to have a framework to introduce Chukim into the world, to introduce Chukim into my life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want me wearing Shabbos, and he wants me eating kosher. So there has to be a framework called Ha'ora Toranis, because with Ha'ora Sichlis it wouldn't be there. I would spend my whole life as a Navi. I wouldn't come up with Shatnas, wouldn't come up with Parah Aduma, wouldn't come up with the Chukim. So the question is now, if the goal is Ha'ora Sichlis, why are the Chukim there? And the answer is very simple. It's wrong to think of Chukim as irrational mitzvahs which have no pshat and have no reason. Chalila to say that. Chas v'shalom. Totally, it's not true. It's a mistake. If someone says it, it's a mistake. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Seichel HaNivdal, the Maral says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't like flip a coin and say, okay, I say, should the para be black or red? Heads is black, and it's a chok. No, there's a pshat. Everything in the Torah has a reason. Everything is rational. Everything is sichli. The question is, when does that kick in? Are we capable of figuring it out? Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create a person with the capabilities on his or her own? We can come up with Shabbos, maybe. We can come up with tzedakah. We can come up with tefillah. We can come up with Kriya Shema. We wouldn't come up with Parah Aduma. Now that Parah Aduma exists, we have to study it and learn it and learn from it and relate to it and figure it out and bond with Hashem and relate to Hashem based on Parah Aduma, based on its laws. Go look at Rashi at the end of the parasha of Parah Aduma. In Chukas, at the end, there's a whole slew of Rashis explaining every part of Parah Aduma, what it symbolizes, what it represents, how we're supposed to relate to it, what it means. That's the goal. So Hashem made some mitzvahs that we could figure out. We would be mechadish, so to speak, on our own. Ha'orah Sichlus would get us there. Our sichlus would have us bonding with Hashem through, let's say, our being a meitiv, through being meitiv with others, gemilus chesed, with tzedaka, and our sichlus would bring us there. And then there are some mitzvahs that our sichlus would not get us there. And the pshat in why there are these two types of mitzvahs is probably because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach us that we're human. We don't understand everything. We can't reach the Nun Shari Bina. Moshe Rabbeinu, who knew Pshat and Parah Aduma, but he didn't reach that 50th Shar Chochma. He only reached 49. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted Chok in our lives. The primary lesson of Chok is that we can strive and struggle and learn, but we should never think we reached it. We should not. Yeah, I understand the Torah now. I got Hashem all figured out. I understand why this and why that. This chukim, these things that are beyond our comprehension that we would not come up with it. After it's there, and it's written, and the rules are there, and the laws are there, and the subtleties are there, and the ramazim are there, certainly I sit and I learn it and I study it, and I get inspired by it, and I create the Ha'orah Sichlus through studying these chukim, and that's the goal. Hashem doesn't want me. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hold like that. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want me to go through Parah Aduma without relating to it, without it being mashpia on me. Because, so what are you doing? What are you talking about? What I'm talking about? Look at Rashi and Chumash. It's Rashi. It's not Chodesh Halvavos. It's not so esoteric. Rashi and Chumash says every remez in Parah Aduma. Rav Shamshon Falhurst says every idea, every twist and turn of the chukim of kashrus, of fins and scales, and mafresh parasa, and mali geira. Oh, it has a pshat, everything. It teaches you something. You relate to it. You relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that way. But there's a lesson in a chok that you wouldn't come up with it on your own. So that's what the Chavis Haldada says. The framework of Ha'orah Toronis is to have a framework of chukim. But avada, after the chukim are there, the goal is to delve into it. It's harder, sure it's harder. It takes more work, more research, more toil. But you reach there, and that's ultimately the goal of the chukim, as well of the mitzvah sichlius. The final reason, and this is like a fitting conclusion to tonight. I don't think we'll be meeting again before Shavuos. I don't think we'll be meeting again before next year. I don't know. Whatever they tell me. No, June. No, the school's over. No, June 1st. We go home. No. Okay. Anyway, the Chavis Halvava says a tremendous chiddush. Tremendous point, number 7. He says that with Ha'orah Sichlus, listen to this, listen. You're going to appreciate Shavuos more. With Ha'orah Sichlus, there wouldn't have been a Maimed Har Sinai and a Matan Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted this event, a once in a lifetime event, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Morid Shechinasa Lamata and gave a Torah, as I started off with Kolos, who brought him, right, for Kol Shofar Chazak Mi'od, and all of Klal Yisrael, along with the neshamos of Klal Yisrael, past, present, future, assembled at Har Sinai, being able to see Roam as Hakolos? We don't know what it means. We keep seeing it and reading it and learning it. Yeah, Roam as Hakolos, yeah. What did they see? They saw the sound waves. What did they see? And they saw it. They saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Yoyred Lamata, and he gave us the Torah. Atemri, right? And they saw, and they began b'chol yaminu la'olam. They saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to Moshe Rabbeinu. They saw him being Mor Shechina b'tachtonim. It's unbelievable. And this is a one-time historical event. This is, Kuzari talks about that point. Many Sfarim talk about that point, that Matan Torah, with everyone assembled there, the millions of people assembled there, was a once-in-a-lifetime event. That's only because of the framework of Ha'ara Torah, says the Chavos HaLavos. In Ha'ara Sichlis, there's no Matan Torah. Everybody, you know, just goes to the starting line, and you shoot the gun, and you say, go! And you have to find your own way. There's no Har Sinai, there's no Maimed Har Sinai. Right, we say Yilu Hotzionu Mitzrayim, and you have, right? Yilu Kervonu Lufnei Har Sinai V'lo Nosamonu Esatar. Har Sinai was something. They saw Kadosh Baruch Hu, but that was only because there's a Torah. This is going to be a Matan Torah with Aseres Hadibros and Los Sirtzoch and Los Sinov and Los Signal and Los Hanabreach Eichoker and Zocheres Yom Hashabbos Lekacho. That's all. That's Maimon Har Sinai, was to give the Torah, to give the rules. Ha'ara Sichlis, there's no Maimon Har Sinai, so to speak. You know, you just go do your own thing. Listen how important it is to celebrate Shavuos, to celebrate the day that this event, which embedded itself in the whole psyche of Klal Yisrael, and there was a Maimon Har Sinai, there was a Matan Torah, Zman Matan Torah Seinu. And that impact, which stays with us, l'dorei doros, right? Es asher yeshno po hayom, ves asher enenu po hayom. That Maimon Har Sinai stays with us, right? Whoever was by Maimon Har Sinai is a Jew for life. Doesn't never strays. Doesn't go away. And that's a function of the framework of Ora Toranus. You're getting a test on the seven reasons next time.